Today's daf is Baba Kama Daf Chav Beis. We left off in Baba Kama Daf Chav Aleph Amud Beis at the Mishnah. So we have some ground to make up. Let's get moving. Mishnah. Hakelev Agdisha Kapsu Mirosh Agag V'Shav Ros HaKelim. A dog or a goat that jump from the top of a roof and they break Kelim on their landing from on the ground. Mishalim Nezek Shalim Mibrei Shein Mu'adin. So they have to pay Nezek Shalim. The owner of the dog and the owner of the goat has to pay Nezek Shalim because they are considered a Mu'ad to jump from the roof and to break the Kelim. Hakelev shenatal chararo v'halach l'gdish, a dog who took a chararo, took a cake, a coal, and he went to a gdish, he went to a pile of hay. Achal hacharar v'hid l'kagdish, it ate the burning cake that was able to light the rest of the gdish on fire. And he lit the rest of the gdish on fire. Al hacharar v'mishalim nezek shalim, al gdish mishalim chati nezek. So it pays nezek shalim for the charara, because that's shein, that's simply eating a normal thing for an animal to eat. So he's chayv nezek shalim for the shein, and he's chayv only chati nezek for the gdish. The Gemara will explain exactly why he's chayv chati nezek. Okay, so says the Gemara, analyzing the first case. Again, the first case in the Mishnah was a dog and a goat that jump from the top of a roof and they break kelim on their landing. So says Gemara, time of the kaftsu. The reason why you're chayiv is because they jumped from the roof. Hanaflu, but had they fallen off of the roof, putter. It sounds like the goat and the dog would be putter for whatever they break when they land. Alma, kasavit chilasu b'shiyavasofa bonus putter. So the implication seems to be that when something starts out as a pshia, starts out as being negligent by putting the dog and the goat on the roof where it's likely that they're going to jump off, but it's sofa ba'ones, the way the damage actually happens is only through an ones, because the kelev or gdi fell off, so it seems that you're putter. So tanya na mihachi, hakelev agdi, shakafti mirosh agag, v'shav rosh akel, mishalim nezek shalim, naflu p'turin. And we have a brisa that seems to support this exact idea, that if a kelev or gdi jumped off of the top of a roof and they break kelim when they fall, so they pay nezek shalim. But had they fallen, had they not jumped, had they just fallen down, they'd be pater. So frek the Gemara, that works out really well if in general you hold tchilasa b'pshiyav asof ba'ones is pater. But if you hold tchilasa b'pshiyav asof ba'ones, generally is going to be chayiv, where you start out where you're posheya, and then ultimately it leads to ones. The way the damage happens is through ones. If generally you hold that that's chayiv, then how are you going to explain our case of the kelev and the gedi, where the kelev and the gedi, if it jumps off, it's going to be chayiv, but if it falls off, it's going to be pater. So answers the Gemara, kigon demakrivi kelim lagabe kosel. Now the case is that when it jumped off the roof, the kelim that it broke were right next to the wall. They were very close to the wall. The chikavtsi bekfitza lo nafli alayu. Had the animal jumped, so generally when an animal jumps, or when anybody jumps off of a high place, it's not going to jump and land right next to the wall. It's going to jump a little bit away from the wall. It's going to jump a few feet away. And therefore, had it jumped, which is what it was expected to do, it wouldn't have broken anything, because there are no kelim in the place where it would have landed had it jumped. So it's not even tchilasu b'pshia. It's pure ones. The animal falls and it breaks kelim. That's because you had the kelim were in a spot where they only would have broken if the animal would fall, which is something that you don't expect. That's a total ones, and that's why you're putter when the animal falls, but you're chayiv when the animal jumps. You're putter when the animal falls, not because it's tchilasu b'pshia v'sofa ba'ones, is it's not even tchilasu b'pshia. There's no pshia in putting kelim in a place where they're only going to break if the animal is going to fall. Now that the Gemara has told us this bit of information, that the kelim, when the kelim are very close to the wall, it's not even the beginnings of a pshia. There's no way the animal's going to break the kelim under normal circumstances when they're close to the wall. It's only if the animal falls off that it's going to break the kelim. So now we can understand the kasha that Tosus has on the very first line of the Gemara. Right, the first line of the Gemara after the Mishnah, the Gemara made a diuk that only if it's the only reason you're chayiv when the animal jumps off is because it jumped. But had it fallen, you'd be pater. So fractosos, hanaflu p'turin al maksavar v'chulei, v'im tomar hechidami. What was the havamina? What was the case? Just in Metzias, how does it work? If the kelim were right next to the wall, So how would they break when the animal jumps off? If they were right next to the wall, the animal jumping at some distance from the wall shouldn't break the kelim. We say in the Gemara that we just read that when animals jump, they jump a little bit away from the wall. And if the kelim were a little bit away from the wall, then how did the kelim break when the animal fell off? If the animal fell off, it fell off and landed right next to the wall. It wouldn't land a little bit away from the wall. So what's the metzias? How can you even have a case where we're medayek? Oh, the only reason you chayv is if it jumps, but if it falls, you'd be pat. What do you mean? It can't break the same kelim when it jumps as it would when it would fall. Those are two totally different spots where the animal would land. So it says Tosos Yishlomar Kigon Shahayu Lomuruchakos Velomukuravos the Mitri Bain Binafila Bain Bekvitsa. The case is it was somewhere in between. Could have fallen either way. Could have broken either way. It wasn't so far. Wasn't so close. So meaning the Rashba adds a little bit more to this. He says, yeah, it's only called Chilasu Pshia Vesofa Baonis if the beginning is a total Pshia. So it could have been that it was close enough to the wall that you could have guessed that probably it wouldn't have broken it had it jumped, but it could have. So it's a little bit of a pshia, it's not a complete pshia. Meaning, to be chayiv for poshea when something happens as a result of your negligence, it doesn't need to be a complete pshia. It could be just a little bit of negligence, and you can be chayiv when something happens as a result of your negligence. But when the damage happens as a result of an ones, and it's just that it was tchilasu b'pshia, the situation you put it in was pshia, so the Rashba writes, then the pshia better be a complete pshia. You're only going to be chayiv in that case if it's absolute pshia. And if it's somewhere in between, it's not total pshia. Says Tosos another answer, inami b'kli aruch, or it could be a very large kli. Dinafli l'tzara samach l'kosel mitbar, v'yikavti mitbar l'tzara meruchak, that if it would fall, it would break the part of the kli that's closer to the wall. And if it would jump, it would break that same kli, but it's a long kli. It would break the side of the kli that's further away from the wall. So that's the metzias. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Amrav zun mishmei d'rava, pam shafilu nafli nami chayev. Sometimes even if the animal falls, it's going to be chayiv. Why? Mishkachso b'kosel ru'ua. If it's a bad wall, meaning the wall that's holding up that roof that the animal's standing on, or the wall that the animal's standing on top of, if it's a weak wall, so then you're going to be chayiv because you put, even if it falls, because you should have expected that the animal would fall if it was such a weak wall. So, Fregnumar, my new, the Baile of the Sukkadite the Nafla Archi. What, a weak wall? So, what should he have expected? That bricks would fall off the top of the wall and break whatever's at the bottom over there? Sof, low Nafla Archi, Nafla in Hut, Chilasub Shivasov Bonasu. But bricks didn't fall. The animal fell. So, why, just because it's a weak wall, should you expect the animal to fall? Adarabba, expect the wall to fall, maybe, but that's not what happened. So even if it's pshia, the guy having the kelim right next to a weak wall, but it didn't do damage by having it next to the weak wall. It was the kelim were broken because of the animal. So isn't that chilasu b'pshia b'sof b'ones? So says more l'tzricha b'kosel tsar. No, we're talking about a wall that's a very narrow wall, and it's likely that the animal would break through. So that's the case, that it's a tchilasu b'pshia on the animal, that the animal would break through. And it's sofa b'pshia also in that case, right? If the animal falls off, since it's so tiny and the animal just moves and it would break it down, so it's likely that the animal would fall in that situation. Okay, new comment. Tan Rabbanan. Hakelav agdisha dolgum matel malapturin. A dog or a goat that jump from down to high, they jump upwards and they do damage in that way, they're putter, right? Rashi says they're putter from Nezek Shalem, but they're chayiv and chati Nezek because it's Mishuna, it's like Karen. It's an unusual way for a dog or a goat to jump, and therefore it's like Karen, and you're putter from Nezek Shalem, but you're still chayiv chati Nezek. The Rashi says, no, Pturin means Pturin. It means that you're totally putter. Aye, but if it's Mishuna, isn't that Karen? Isn't that Chati Nezek? Rashi has a good point. So the Rashi says, no, because there's Mishuna, and then there's really Mishuna. If it's a little bit Mishuna, so then you could say it's Karen. But when it's totally Mishuna, then it's what we call Anus. It's something that you never could have expected. It's total Anus. It's out of your control. It's nothing that you ever would have thought of. And therefore, you can be Pata Lagamri. Milamala Lamata Chayavin. But if it jumps from up to down, so that's normal for a dog or a goat to do, like we have in our Mishnah, that it jumps off of something and break something, so for that you're going to be chayiv. That's by a dog and a goat. Adam v'tarnugol, a person and a chicken, shadolgu ben, how often are a person and a chicken put in the same category? Person and a chicken, shadolgu ben, well, we do kaparos with the chicken, right? Because the chicken is called a gever. right? And man is called a gever. So there's some association. But over here, there's nothing to do with that. Adam v'tarnagol, a person or a chicken, shadagu bein milamala lamata, bein milamata lamala, chayavin. Whether they jump upwards or downwards, it's going to be chayiv. Now Rashi points out, the Adam and the chicken really have nothing to do with each other. It's for two totally different reasons. Meaning, for the chicken, it's because it's normal for a chicken to jump in either direction. It's normal for a chicken to jump up, normal for a chicken to jump down. For a person, it doesn't matter whether it's normal or not. For a person, Adam is muad li'olam, whether it's normal or not normal. So it's two totally different reasons, but either way, both by the person and the chicken, you're going to be chayiv. Tosus over here has an important comment. Says v'im tamur mach chiddush b'adam d'chayiv. What's the chiddush that Adam is chayiv? Of course, Adam is chayiv. He's chayiv for everything. Adam is always muad to do anything. So Tosus writes in the third line over there, va'omer ri mitoch kach nir lefarish tahadik tani akel v'agdish adogun matel mal p'turin da'hainu l'garmi d'chashav ones. That when it says pater, like we said, I just said in the name of the Rush before, that when we say that the kelev and the gedi that jump downwards, that they jump upwards, that they're pater, it doesn't mean like Rashi says, that they're pater from Nezek Shalim, but they still pay Chatzi Nezek. No, they're totally pater, because that's considered an ones. L'ach yisruch l'ashminan ba'adam d'chayiv. That's why it has to tell us by Adam that he's chayiv, di'i peturin minezek shalem, v'chayavun chatzi nezek, ve'inu ela mishnah bi'alma, amma yisruch l'ashminan ba'adam d'chayiv. Because if the word pater in this mishnah meant you're pater from nezek shalem, but you're still chayiv chatzi nezek, and it's and it's just a regular case of an animal doing something unusual, then why would it have to tell me that by Adam you're chayiv? So it must be that it's telling me no, that this is total onus. It's so freakish. It's not just an issue of tam versus muad. If it were an issue of tam versus muad, so of course Adam is chayiv. Adam is muad li'olam. No, but it's not an issue of tam versus muad. By the chicken and by the dog and by the goat, we're saying you're pater legamri. That it's not even a tam. It's a total onus. Well, then I need to be told that an Adam would not be pater. It's not so freakish that an Adam would be pater. And that's why it has to tell me about an Adam. So that's a raya, he says, that Rashi is incorrect. That the word peturin doesn't mean peturin minezek shalim avul chayiv chatzi nezek. It means totally pater, means pater legami. But either way, we just quoted this brisa, that an Adam and a chicken are going to be chayiv in either direction, whether they jump upwards or downwards. Frek the Gemara Vatanya, but we have another brisa. Hakel v'agadisha dolgu ben milamala lamata ben milamata lamala peturin. Sorry, we're going on the other case. The dog and the goat. We said in this brisa that the dog and the goat jumping downwards are chayiv, jumping upwards are pater. But we have this other brisa now that says that a dog and the goat, whether they jump upwards or whether they jump downwards, they're going to be pater. So it's a stira. I thought when they jump down, they're going to be chayiv. So says Tosos, shouldn't we have asked this? Forget about a stira between the brisas. Our Mishnah says that the kelev and the gedi that jump off the top of a roof are chayiv. Isn't it a kash on the Mishnah? So Tos says, yeah, I must need to have a matzi l'mifrach. We could have asked this kash on the Mishnah too. Elanat rad demaisi brayso parachat ravayu. But we figured we might as well wait till we quote the brayso that supports our Mishnah and then ask from this brayso so it could be a kash on both the Mishnah and the brayso. But that's what it really is. Meaning both our Mishnah and the first brayso we quoted said that if the dog or the gedi jumps off from the top, it's chayiv. This brayso says it's pater. So it's a steerer to both of them. So answers the Gemara, Tirgamar of Papa, the Apich Mepach, that the Rav Papa explained this latter brisa that says that they're pater in a case where the dog does the jumping in the way that a gedi would normally do it, and the gedi does it in a way that the dog would normally do it. Kalba b'zakira, the dog just jumps, and v'gadya b'sricha, and the gedi starts scraping its nails into the wall, as if you ever see how a dog climbs a wall, jumps up and scrapes its paws against the wall. I have a backyard neighbor who has big dogs. That's all we hear all day, is the dog scraping against the fence, rattling the fence. Right? So that's the way a dog normally jumps, but the gedi did it over here. So it's done in an unusual way, and since it's done in an unusual way, so that's why it's going to be pater. That's why in the second brisa, it's pater. You'll notice the gra and the little aleph over there, the gra has a girsa in that second brisa, chayavin. And the real question is not from why you should be putter when it go, why this brisa says you putter when you go from down, from up to down. The real kasha is why does this brisa say you're chayiv when you go from down to up? right? Meaning, why should this price say you're chayiv when you go from down to up? And our Mishnah says, your pater, or the previous price rather, said your pater when you go from down to up. If that's the girsa, if that's the correct girsa, by the way, Tosfos' problem is not really a problem. It's not really a kasha on the Mishnah. The Mishnah only spoke about going from up to down, didn't speak about going from down to up. So the kasha is only, I think, right? So the kasha is only a kasha on the brisa, right? It wouldn't be a kasha on the Mishnah. That would fit in very nicely. But then you'd have to understand that the answer, the Tirgumar of Papa, the Gra points out, would be going l'kamaisa, that the changing around of the Tanakh source and saying that it's talking about something being done in an unusual fashion was the original brisa that we're changing, not the second brisa. And we're saying that's why your putter, when it goes from down to up, because it's jumping in an unusual way. So, okay, but that girsa would solve Tosis's problem. The Tosos also raises another issue over here. In Tomer L'manyam T'chlasu B'shiyah V'sof Bonas Chayev L'chayev Nezek Shalim T'chlasu B'shiyah D'Orchei V'sof Bonas Lav Orchei. Even if it jumps in an unusual way, isn't it T'chlasu B'shiyah V'sof Bonas? They put the animal in a position where it could easily do damage if it just jumps the way it normally jumps, and instead it jumps in an unusual way. So shouldn't you be Chayev if it's T'chlasu B'shiyah V'sof Bonas? So he says V'yesh Lomar D'lo Omer Mishum, an unbelievable Yisod, D'lo Omer Mishum D'chlasu B'shiyah L'gabe Regel L'chayev Nezek Shalim L'gabe Keren. We don't say t'chlasu b'shiyah v'sof ba'ones to cross over from one av nezikin to another av nezikin. That it was a t'chlasu b'shiyah for the animal to damage with regel. And now you're not going to say that sof ba'ones, that it should be chayiv nezek shalim on keren. Da'afilu posheh gomer linyan keren lo chayav t'tor el'chati nezek. Even if you're totally posheh when it comes to keren, you're only going to be chayiv chati nezek. So t'chlasu b'shiyah v'sof ba'ones can't be more chamor than being posheh mitchila v'atsof, than being posheh the entire time. Had you been posheh the entire time and the animal would do keren as a result of your negligence, you'd still only be chayiv chati nezek. So don't tell me t'chlasu b'shiyah for it to do a regel and then it damages through keren ba'ones that you're going to be chayiv nezek shalem, because it should be no greater chiyuv than t'chlasu b'shiyah of bonus of keren through and through. So he says that's the yisod. Di lafach, he says, I'll prove to you that if you're totally posheh with keren, you still pay chati nezek. Di lafach, arisha nichnas lechatzar nezek v'tara fa'acha lechayiv nezek shalem. If a lion walks into the chatzar nezek and rips apart something and eats it, rips apart an animal and eats it, you should be chayiv nezek shalem. Di t'chlasu b'shiyah l'inyan drisa, because it's chilasa b'pshia that it's going to walk on something and trample on something. V'chein kol keren b'chatzar nizik chilasa b'pshia lin shein v'regel. Anytime you have keren b'chatzar nizik, isn't it always by definition chilasa b'pshia? Because it's always pshia in terms of shein v'regel, could always come in and eat something and walk on something. So even though it's chilasa b'pshia in terms of shein v'regel, since the sofa ba'onis is with keren, Karen b'chatzar nezek is still only chayiv chatzi nezek. You're not going to be chayiv nezek shalem. Anyway, frak the gemara ihachi amai p'turin.
What?
Why?
Well,
it's pshia that it could damage through regel by letting it walk into the chatzar nezek. It could walk on top of anything that might be lying around in the chatzar nezek. Right? If I let my bear walk into your backyard, so the bear could.
In the case of the dog, why?
The case of the dog, I guess, just because it could step on something or do something, meaning it could damage in a normal way, and it chose instead to damage through kfitza in an unusual way, which would be shame. But if it's normal for the dog to jump on something in a normal way, then that would be regel, meaning anything that's normal for the dog that's a normal way for the dog to move, and it breaks as a result of its movement in that way, so that would be regel. So, frak the gemara, ihachi amai p'turim, but then why are you pater? So, if it was mishana totally. So, he says, pater min nezek shalem, v'chayav in b'chatzi nezek. Now, you pater from nezek shalem, but you still chayav in chatzi nezek. Okay, hakelev shenatal. So, the second case of the mission was the dog takes this this coal or this cake or this cookie that's still on fire a little bit and burns down a gedish. So, itmar, it is one of the most major sugyas in the first half of Baba Kama. This is the sugya of Isha Mishum Chitzo, Isha Mishum Mimono. I think it's really Chitzov, but in yeshivas they say Chitzo. Okay, so in my Rabbi Yochanan, Isha Mishum Chitzo, we'll go with the yeshivish away. Rabbi Yochanan, Isha Mishum Chitzo, Reish Lakash, Isha Mishum Mimono. Rabbi Yochanan says that why is it that you're chayiv for your fire that does damage? So he says because it's like your arrow. It's like you shot an arrow, so even though when you light something on fire, the fire travels. I only lit it over here, and the fire is going to do damage all across. It's going to travel. It's going to spread. But it's like I shot the arrow, and the arrow goes ahead and does damage. I'm chayiv for that action. That, no, the reason why I'm chayiv for what the fire goes out and does is that the fire is like my mamon. And since it's my mamon, if my shor goes out and damages, I'm going to be chayiv. So if my fire goes out and damages, I'm going to be chayiv. What's the nafkamina between isha mishum chitzo and isha mishum mamono? Says Rashi, v'kosalka daitach dika b'nayu, kigon shehidlik b'gachela she'inu shalo. The nafkamina is, the word kosalka daitach over here is misplaced, because Rashi never shows that the Gemara rejects this. He only suggests that this is the nafkamina. It never shows that we reject this nafkamina. So he says the nafkamina is if you light with a gachela sheinu shelo, you light with a coal that doesn't belong to you. To Rabbi Yochanan, chayiv d'chitzo hein. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the arrow that you shoot doesn't need to belong to you for you to be chayiv. But if your behema, if a behema goes and does damage and it doesn't belong to you, well then you're not chayiv for that behema, right? Reish Lakish patur d'lav mamonahu. According to Reish Lakish, you're going to be patur because it's not your mamon. So that's the nafkamina between isha mishum chitzo, isha mishum mamono. Says Tosfos, that is not the nafkamina between isha mishum chitzo, isha mishum mamono. If you look at Tosfos, dibur maskul isha mishum mamono, klamar chiv mamono yeshpa v'loshia eish shalom. The fire doesn't need to be yours in order for you to be chayiv in it, according to anyone. We find out from the Gemaras, you see a fire coming, and what do? You take your friend's stuff and you bend it into the way of the fire so that the fire should catch it. So over there, it's not your fire, right? And still, the fire gets there through Ruach Metsuya, you're still going to be chayiv. If you're banging with a hammer and a spark flies out, the assumption is that your mafkir, whatever sparks fly out, so it doesn't belong to you, but you're still chayiv. There should be no such thing as arson if this were the case. If the fire has to belong to you in order for you to be chayiv, then any arson you could be pater on. Why? Because just be mafkir all the gecholim that you're using, all the coals that you're using to light the fire, and light the fire and say, mafkir, it's not mine. So as soon as it's not yours, I'm not going to be chayiv. So no, it's ridiculous. Of course you're going to be chayiv. The fire doesn't have to be yours in order for you to be chayiv. It says, not like Rashi says, that enough kamina would be if it were not yours. Now, even though we're running short on time, we cannot learn Baba Kama Daf Chav Beis without mentioning the Nimuke Yosef. Most famous Nimuke Yosef in probably in all of Shas. Nimuke Yosef in Dav Yoram and Aleph in the Dapi Arif asks the famous Kasha. He says, I don't understand. If you say Yishu Mishum Chitzo, that the fire is like your arrow, and it's as if you're doing the action yourself when the fire goes and does damage, how are you allowed to light Shabbos candles? That you light a Shabbos candle before Shabbos, but it continues to light on Shabbos, Yishu Mishum Chitzo, so on Shabbos I'm lighting a fire. As long as the fire stays lit on Shabbos, on Shabbos, I'm lighting a fire. How could you light Shabbos candles? That's Nimuke Yosef's kasha. So he says, Kina'ayin b'milsa shapir lo kashalan. If you really think about it, he says, it's not the strongest kasha in the world. Shari chiyuvu mishum chitzo kizorik ha-chetz, shebesha shi yatsa ha-chetz mitachz yado ba'usa sha'a nasa kol. He says, when we say that isha mishum chitzo, it doesn't mean that when the arrow hits, it's as if I did the damage at that moment. No, it all traces back to the moment that I let go of that arrow, that I released it. All damage that occurs from that arrow over the next couple of seconds that the arrow is flying through the air goes back, traces back to the moment that I released the arrow. So he says, so too when you light Shabbos candles. Yes, it's as if I lit the fire that continues to burn for the next 3-4 hours, but when did I light it? I lit it on Erev Shabbos. And since I lit it on Erev Shabbos, I'm not going to be chayiv for the malacha that I did. The Maritz Chayis quotes this Nemuke Yosef over here, and then he says, but I don't understand. He says, V'adayin yesh ladin b'dvarv, im kein eich mivarchin al hadlakas ner Shabbos. He says, then how can you make a bracha on hadlakas ner Shabbos? V'ray mashe dolek nechshav kilu dolko ata, u'be'erev Shabbos ein mitzvah ba'adlaka, rak b'Shabbos. The mitzvahs have neros Shabbos, not neros Erev Shabbos. So if every moment that they're lit relates back to Erev Shabbos, So how could you make a bracha on Hadlakas Ner Shabbos? It goes back to the moment that you lit the Ner Shabbos, not to, and at that point there's no mitzvah. So that itself is a chiddush. Who says there's no mitzvah? I mean, there are two inyanim of Ner Shabbos. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos that Ner toward the end of Hilchos Shabbos, that Ner Shabbos is both an inyan of kavod and an inyan of oneg Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is that which you do in advance of Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos, to make sure that everything is going to be okay on Shabbos. So Ner Shabbos is a din kavod Shabbos also. I don't know where he gets this idea that it's only a mitzvah in Shabbos. Nah, Ner Shabbos is a mitzvah in Erev Shabbos. But he's bothered by this. He thinks, I don't know, he says, V'im kemin v'rachin al adlakos Ner Shabbos, muchat de'b'Shabbos gamkein adlakos a mitzvah. He says, by Shabbos it's adlakos a mitzvah, so there needs to be some sort of maisa adlaka on Shabbos, and you don't have it. Not sure. Not really sure what he's bothered by. But anyway, that's the Maritz Chayis with the Nemuke Yosef. Now, the Achronim point out that the Nemuke Yosef's kasha could be answered in a much more fundamental way. He says, "How can you light Shabbos candles? We see Ishum Mishum Chitzo." He's comparing two totally separate areas of halacha. He's comparing the Zikin to Melech HaShabbos. It could be that by Melech HaShabbos, and this is what the Stipler writes, that by Melech HaShabbos, the focus is on what's your guf doing? Are you physically doing a Melech? And by Melech HaShabbos, you're not physically doing a Melech. Whereas by Nezek, it may not be totally on whether you are physically active right now or not physically active, whether you're physically doing a Melech. It may just be totally on whether the Melech is mitzarif back to you, whether the Nezek is relates back to you. The disciple uses the mashal of Shlichus. Let's say I send a guy to do malacha for me on Shabbos. So am I chayiv on a daraisa level? No, I mean, they're yisurim drabbanan, I mean, al nachri, but the yeshlich, let's say there was yeshlich l'zakam and I ask a guy to do malacha for me on Shabbos. See, even if the shlichus relates back to me, but still, it's not my malacha, it's not a malacha daraisa, right? So it's not everything that relates back to me for certain areas of halacha, and it's considered as if I did it is going to be a violation of a malacha on Shabbos. But anyway, that's the famous comment of the Nemuke Yosef in terms of Yishum Yishum Chitzo. Let's see, Vayter the Gemara, Reish Lakish, my time alone, Krabi Yochan. Reish Lakish says Yishum Yishum Mamono. Why didn't he want to say Yishum Yishum Chitzo? Amalach Chitzo Mikocho Ka'azli, Hailav Mikocho Ka'azli. He says, the arrow goes Mikocho, fire doesn't go from your own koach, it goes from the wind blowing it or whatever. Rabbi Yochanan, so it's totally different than an arrow. Rabbi Yochanan, my time alone, Krish Lagash. Rabbi Yochanan says that it's Mishum Chitzo. Why doesn't he want to say that the fire is like Mamono? Amalach Mamon is Pimamasha, Halas Pimamasha. Mamon has Mamashas to it. This, the fire, has no Mamashas to it. Whenever you're Chayiv Mishum, your Mamon, it's because something of substance. A fire is not a substantial item. So since it doesn't have any Mamashas, you're not going to be Chayiv for it. Now, Tosfos points out, wait a second, a bar you're chayiv for, even though now one would think, yeah, that's because there's mamashos to a bar, because it lands and an impact, and that's the damage done. But Tosfos quotes the Gemara that says, no, that the bar you're chayiv misham hevel, because of the thick air in the bar, the atmosphere. Now, the atmosphere of a bar has no more mamashos than the atmosphere of a fire, of a raging fire. So why is it that you're chayiv mishum bar, because it's your mamon, if the bar is no mamashos? So says Tosfos, mikol mako mamono ke en chitzo shedarko leil chulazik ispe mamashos. When you have mamon that goes and damages, we never find mamon that goes and travels and damages that doesn't have mamashos. Bar stays in its place, and an arrow travels and damages. So we don't find any time that you can be chayiv for something your mamon that travels and damages unless it has mamashos. Inami bar nami chashiv ispe mamasha. Or he says you could say bar also has mamashos. Dal yidei kriyas habar mishtana mamashos shel karka menasa chalol, because through the digging of the bar, the mamashos of the ground changes. Aval makom hiluk shall have a sayin mishtanim mimashuso el shenasa dolik v'sarf. But when it comes to a place where a fire has passed through, nothing changes in the place; it just gets charred. But nothing changes from the mamashos of what the fire burns through. It's a bit of a dakas tikachilik. You really got to think through whether that's really true. And then he goes through and tries to explain what about the air from a wing of a bird that's flying that has mamashos that also doesn't have mamashos. Okay, so it tells us there's a discussion. We don't have time for it now. So now the Gemara is going to try to bring rayas one way or the other. Do we say Yishum Mishum Chitzo? Do we say Yishum Mishum Mono? We're going to have, I believe, four rayas in today's daf. So we'll see how many we get to. Tanan. Hakel v'shnat al charara. Bishlam l'man yom Yishum Mishum Chitzo Chitzo de kelefu. So by the case of the dog, where the dog takes the fiery cake. So if you say Yishum Mishum Chitzo, so it's the arrow of the dog. L'man yom Yishum Mishum Mono. Hay esh lav mamono de bal kelefu. This esh is not the mamon of the bal kelef. So why should the bal kelef be chayiv if it's Yishum Mishum Mamono? The esh does not come from him. So amel chareish lakish hacha b'mayeskinan da adya aduye. That the case over here is that the dog threw the fire. Dal charara mishalim nezek shalim. So for the charara that the dog ate, you have to pay nezek shalim because it wasn't yours. Your animal ate it. Valmakom gachalus mishalim chatzi nezek. The place where the coal landed in the gdish, you only pay chatzi nezek because it's sroros. Val gdish kula pater, and on the whole entire rest of the gdish, you're going to be pater because it's not yours. Rabbi Yochanan will explain who says Yishum Mishum Chitzo, where you are chayiv whether it's yours or not. Da ancha anuche al charara, cases where the dog placed it. Val makom gachelus mishal. I'm sorry. Da ancha anuche, the dog placed it down on the gdish. Al charara val makom gachelus mishalim nezek shalim. So for the item that the dog ate and the place where he put it down, you chayiv nezek shalim, because that's chitzo and that's shame. Va'al hagdish mishalim chatzi nezek. And on the rest of the gdish, you're only going to be chayiv chatzi nezek because it's the chitzo of the kelev, and that's called sroros. Fine. Tashma, another possible raya, since the first one didn't work out. Gamaltan pishton vavar b'shusram. If a camel is carrying a heavy, wide burden, and it passes through a narrow rishus harabim, nichnasa pishton l'toch hachanos, and the burden is so wide on its back that it goes into a store, v'dalko b'nero shel chenveni. And the chenveni, the storekeeper, has a candle lit in the store, and it lights on fire the burden on the animal's back, v'hidlika sabira, and that fire goes in and burns down a whole building. So bal gamal chayev, the owner of the camel is chayev. What's he loading a heavy, a wide load on his animal's back? If the chenveni puts the candle on the outside of his store, well then it's the chenveni's problem. The street is reserved for the animals to be able to walk through. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ben Erchanika Pater. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, if the candle on the outside was an Erchanika, then he's Pater, because you should know on Chanukah there's a mitzvah to put it on the outside, and the Baal Gamal should realize there's going to be a lot of candles on the outside. So for Erchanika, since it's a mitzvah, you're Pater. Chanukah, there are no mishnais about Chanukah in Shas, but there are mishnais that mention Chanukah. Five or six mishnais in Shas that mention Chanukah. This is one of them. No mishnayos about Chanukah. There's a lot of discussion in the Achronim why that's so, how Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi could have left it out. Chassam Sofer famously suggests, because Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi comes from the house of Beis David, and the Chashmonaim were not from the Beis David, and they took the Malchus anyway. So perhaps he was not so, he didn't want to give them too much credit, because his family is the one that was supposed to have the Malchus. It's an astonishing suggestion. But anyway, there are a number of suggestions why that's so. Anyway, Bishlam, the man Yamishum Mishum Chitzo Chitzo de Gamelhu. I understand very well if you say Yishum Mishum Chitzo, it's the arrow of the gamel. El man diyamr mishum mamono. But if you say yishum mishum mamono, hi esh lav mamono de bal gamel hu. The esh is not the mamon of the bal gamel. It's the mamon of the chenveni. So what is bal gamel going to be chayiv? So amal chavri shlak eshach me'eskinan v'mesachseches kol abira kula. Over here the case is the gamel is walking under the bira, under the building, and it chars it. So the entire building is like the makam of the gachelis. It's like the place where it put the fire. It's not like the place where the fire then extended to. But normally when an esh travels, then you're right, it's not his. Ihachi ema seifa iminia chenveni neru mibachutz chenveni chayiv vimimsachsech semechayiv. But wait a second, then why when the chenveni puts it on the outside, should the chenveni be chayiv if the animal's just standing there and burning the whole place down? So Gemara says, bisha amda. No, the case is that the animal stops in its place and burns the whole thing down, where its burden was so big, was so heavy, was so large rather, that it burnt down the entire bira. So before the Gemara could explain what that means, before the Gemara could even get to the point of explaining what we mean by that, the Gemara says, wait a second, no, but isn't that the point? If it's standing still, shouldn't that be more reason to make the Baal Gamal Chayiv? So Gemara says, no, I'm Rav the Baal Gamal couldn't do anything because the animal stopped to go to the bathroom. If you ever went, horseback riding or something, if the animal stops, you can kick and kick and kick. If it's going to the bathroom, the animal's not not going anywhere. So that's why the Baal Gamal is going to be a pater in that case. There was nothing he could do at that point. Reisha Baal Gamal chayv v'loy b'alachlef fushibitina. In the Reisha, the Baal Gamal is going to be chayv because he shouldn't have put such a wide load on the Gamal. Seifa chenveni chayv v'loy b'alachlef neiru me'avrai. In the Seifa, the chenveni is going to be chayv because he shouldn't have put his candle on the outside. It's his fault for putting the candle where he put it. So now a third raya to figure out whether Isha Mishum Chitz or Isha Mishum Mono. Tashima. Someone lights a pile of hay on fire, and there's a gedi, a goat that's tied to it, or an eved that's nearby, and an eved that's nearby. The nisrafim, they get burnt together with the gedish. Chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. Even though you kill the eved, you're going to be chayiv for the money that you damage. Normally, the halacha is when you're chayiv misa for something, or you're chayiv a more severe penalty for something. So, Kam Levid Rav Mineh tells me you're pater from the less severe penalty. Over here, you're going to be chayiv for the gedish. Eved kafaslov gedi samachlov and nisrafimo pater. If the eved is tied and the gedi is nearby and it gets burnt together with it, then you're going to be chayiv. Because you do have a din misa because of the eved, meaning for killing the eved, because the eved was tied down, he had no way to get away. In the first case, the eved wasn't tied down; he could have easily just run away. So you're not going to be chayiv for the eved, so therefore you're going to be chayiv for the gedish. Now, what's the gedi playing a role in here? We're talking about a life, so we talk about the eved. We're talking about mammon, we talk about the gedish. Why is the gedi introduced into the equation just to confuse things? So Rashi says, yeah, pretty much. The only reason we mention gedi is because later on we're going to say that maybe the gedi belongs to one person and the eved belongs to someone else. But just focusing on the gedish and the eved, you wouldn't be able to say that one belongs to one person, the other belongs to another person. Because it's normal for a person to have his eved near his gedish to watch his gedish. So therefore, it's not likely that they belong to two different people. And the truth is, by gedi, it doesn't really matter if it's tied down or next to it. The gedi doesn't have the seichel to run away anyway, so it doesn't really matter whether it's tied down. We just mentioned the gedi being tied down or not being tied down because we happen to mention it by the eved. But anyway, what's our point? If you say yishum mishum chitzo, I understand very well that you're pater. But if you say yishum mishum mono, why should you be pater? After all, ilu katal ture avda hachi nami dolam mechayev. If your shark kills an eved, what? You think you're not going to be chayev? So you're not going to be chayev mamon? Of course you're going to be chayev mamon. So amlecha Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish hacham ma'askinan kishehit. Now the case over here is you put the fire directly on the eved. So over here you have kam lebidrav minei. That's why you're going to be pater. Then what's the chiddush? So l'tzricha b'gedi d'chad ve'eved d'chad. I might have thought we don't apply kam lebidrav minei because the gedi belongs to one person, the eved belongs to another person. So even though you are chayiv a more severe penalty, but you're chayiv a more severe penalty klape a different person. So I might think that we don't apply kam lebidrav minei in that case. Kamash mon, we still apply kam lebidrav minei. Fractosos, but we don't. We don't apply Kam Lebidravine in that case. Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Yud. Mamul Zel and Fashal Sazeir Chayiv. If I owe a Chiv Misa to somebody and a Chiv Mamul to somebody else, I'm Chayiv for both. There is no Kam Lebidravine. So Tosos has two answers. The Rivam says that when you're a Rodef, Achar Chavero, you're considered to be someone who's Chayiv Misa and Tashlumin to the same person because anyone in the world is allowed to kill you, including the one who you're costing money to. So if I'm Rodef after the Eved, the guy who owns the Gdish, or the Gdi rather, the guy who owns the Gdi, is someone I'm Chayiv Misa to also. Because anyone in the world is allowed to kill me, including him. So therefore, it's going to be, we're going to say, Kam Lei B'drabim Minei in this case. But in a normal case, where you're Chayiv Misa to one person, and you're Chayiv Mamun to another person who you're not Chayiv Misa at all to, then we won't say Kam Lei B'drabim Minei. And Tosa has a different answer where he has a Dakas Tekachilik between Edom Zomim and Novi here. Okay. What?
Meaning,
right. No, but it means your chiv misa comes as a result of your relationship to him, right? It is an unusual application to say that I'm chayv misa to him if he's allowed to kill me, because you're right. Normally, it's a case that Bezin's allowed to kill me because of what I did to him. I'm not doing my chiv misa is not because of what I'm doing to the balagdi, and nevertheless, we somehow say that's considered that I'm chayv misa to him. One more raya, tashma fourth raya. Shaleich asbir biachir shotavikat and patam b'dinei adam chayv b'dinei shmaim. If you give a fire to a chayv shotavikat and you patam from dinei adam, but you chayv b'dinei shmaim. Bishlam nadi yom rishon mishchitz on chitz de cherishu. If you say yishum mishum chitz, I understand very well. El man yom rishon mishum mono ilum asr shor le cherishu tefakat nachin amidol mechayev. But if you say yishum mishum mono, why shouldn't you be potter? If you give your shor to a cherishu tefakat and it does damage, of course you're going to be chayev. So it's a lack of shmir on your shor. So hitmar alas, so Gemara explained, no, am reish lakish mishmei de chizkia. That's why reish lakish said lo shanu al kshamasu lo gachalas v'liba. When do we say your potter? Only if you gave him a coal and he stoked the coal and turned it into a fire. But if you give him a fire, in a chinami you're going to be chayiv, because it's like giving him your shar. Because my time of bari azeka, you know that it could damage, and you gave him something that's dangerous. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan holds Yishom Yishom Chitzo will say afilu shal heves pater. Even if you give him a live fire, you're going to be pater, because kasavar tzavsa the cherish kagarim. It's the cherish's actions that cause it to light a big fire. You're only going to be chayiv if you liberally give him all of the raw materials necessary in order to make a fire in the first place. Okay, obviously there's a lot more here, but it's a short shir. All right, so Mitzvah Hashem will continue tomorrow from there, from Amar Rabbah.